Chapter 1. Touching Letters. On a dark night in the 1820s, a soldier in the French army received a note. There was no moon that night. How could the soldier read it? The soldier was Charles Barbier. Barbier. He knew there had to be a way to pass messages in the dark. Barbier thought about the problem. Perhaps he could invent a code that soldiers could read by touch.
Soldiers could use the code for transmissions at night.
Barbier's code used raised dots and dashes. It was based on 12 dots poked into a piece of cardboard. Barbier grouped the dots into different patterns. Each pattern formed a letter. Caption: Charles Barbier's code was called night writing. Barbier was 15 years old when he invented the code. Barbier used a grid made up of all the phonetic sounds in the French language. Then the sounds would be shown with rows of dots. Feature box: printing books for the blind. Samuel Gridley Howe was one of the first people in the United States to understand that people without sight should have their own books. Beginning in 1835, he published raised letter books for his school in Boston. He printed copies of the Bible as well as history, geography, grammar, and spelling books. Barbier was not thinking about the blind when he invented his code, but it would be the stepping stone to another code that would change the lives of blind people forever. Barbier's code was not perfect. It used too many dots. One sentence could have hundreds of dots and dashes. Also, there were no punctuation marks. But it was a first step. Now soldiers could read notes in the dark that told about an invasion or a location.